it's just nice to go on a vacation when you're able to experience it without any limitations. Same thing with money. You can have money or not have money, and life still goes on. I still have my issues, but it's nicer to have all these issues and not have to worry about paying your bills.
This is the naked truth about real estate investing. Your host, Javier, has already been through all the brain damage of this business, so you don't have to go through it. That way, you're not exposed to all of the risk of losing your shirt or getting caught with your pants down. So let's dive into another No BS episode right now.
Vacationing with broke people suck. All right, that sounds pretty harsh. Like a lot of my hook lines or thumbnails, but it is true because I used to be one, and it does suck to vacation with broke people or people that got no money. It sounds so terrible, right? But let me explain it to myself exactly. So when you go on a vacation, I've done it, and you can do two different ways, and I've had a great time on a budget, making memories, penny pinching, sleeping on couches, doing whatever it takes. It is a great experience, right? Don't get me wrong. If you're going to go by yourself, you do it any way you want, right? I've done it with my family, done it with my kids. You know, I used to make $800 a month in the military. But what happens is, well, I'm sure if you've ever had a really nice vacation by yourself as well, as long as you make those memories, right? So you can spend $1 million in a vacation or $1,000, right? Doesn't matter how much you spend, it's about the memories you make. But I'm going to talk about why vacationing with people, how do I say this? I have a broke mentality, right, when it comes to enjoying yourself and enjoying the limited time that we have here. So that's what I mean by my thumbnail, right? Vacationing with broke people suck, because it does suck. Because some people have a lot of money, but they still vacation, you know, broke, right? They penny pinch, they wait in lines. I don't know, they don't get the full experience, because if you vacation without doing that, it's pretty cool. All right. I'm not saying that money is everything and it's going to probably come off kind of bad, but you know what? I don't really care. Let's just go with it. So for example, somebody invites you to go on a trip, right? And if they have, or they don't have a budget, right? It's just hard because you want to experience, right? We're going to say you're going to Dubai. So if you're in Dubai, you want to take a nice luxury vacation or a nice tour, right? It really sucks because if you're with another group that can't afford it, it's really going to slow down, or not slow down, but it's going to, you're not going to get the whole experience. Okay. So like I said before, I've traveled on a budget and I traveled with no budget. I can tell you 100 times, if you travel with the right people, you have the right experience, then no budget, it's way better than with a budget. So you gotta, if you're going to rent an Airbnb with some friends or family, you gotta, if they can't afford $1,000 a night, maybe they afford $100 a night. So that's a big difference, right? You got three groups coming. Everybody can afford $1,000 a night Airbnb. That's $3,000 a night. That's going to be pretty nice. Or if everybody can afford only a couple $100 or $100 a night, you're spending $300 in Airbnb, right? The experience is different. So I'm just talking about the actual experience vacation, right? I'm not talking about, you know, connecting and having those memories. That's totally different. But it does suck to go vacation with people that can't spend money because they have a broke mentality as far as when it comes to vacation, even if they do have the capital to do it. Give an example. You go on vacation, you have somebody in the group, maybe does make a lot of money, but they're like stingy as hell, right? They're just super stingy and they watch every single penny, which is okay, right? Some people are just, they're savers, right? And they just don't like to spend or splurge on anything. Well, you're out there, you have no budget, or you're out there, you want to spend and you want to just have a great experience. It does suck to travel with somebody like that because you're not going to get to experience what you want to experience, right? And it doesn't come down to, hey, my vacation is going to be better than yours because I'm spending more money. It's just nice to go on a vacation when you're able to experience it, right? Without any limitations. Same thing with money, right? You can have money or not have money, and life still goes on, right? Everybody still has their issues. I still have my issues, right? But it's nicer to have all these issues and not have to worry about paying your bills than having the same kind of issues and then have to worry about paying your bills, right? Same thing when it comes to vacation. But anyways, I just thought about that because, you know, I'm taking 90 days vacation this year, and I am traveling just with my wife and some friends. So hopefully everybody that decides to jump on my 90 days vacation this year don't have a broke mentality when it comes to travel, because I don't want a penny pinch, right? I've done that for such a long time. I want to go out there and I want to enjoy the fruits of my labor, right? I've worked so hard, so now I want to be able to splurge on that. And I can't take anybody on that is not willing to splurge like we will. I mean, it's not going to be, yeah, actually it's going to be a lot. So 90 days vacation, You know, don't travel with broke people because it sucks. The experience ain't the same thing. And, you know, I just, it hurts me saying all this because my personality is not that way, but it's true. I don't know. It's true. You know, memories are great, but if you got somebody on there that just penny pinching every second, your experience is going to go from here to here, possibly not in the memories, but on the experience of the vacation, right? Like if you want to take a private camel tour in the desert out in Dubai, right? But you want to have a beautiful meal and it's a beautiful place and, you know, you can do it. So let me know what you think. Tell me if I'm an asshole or, you know, I'm just superficial or whatever it is. Doesn't matter. Just leave a comment below.
Just as promised, I like to give out free stuff, some tools, some tips that's actually helped me in my business. There's nothing out there like getting some free stuff that people have spent a lot of time, energy in putting together. It's like a referral. Somebody asked me for an electrician. You don't know what kind of brain damage I had to go through to give you this good referral for an electrician. You got to appreciate referrals from people, okay? Because they went through a lot to find that one good person. So I'm going to give you my due diligence template for buying apartment buildings. It's attached to monday.com. It is an affiliate link, so they're going to send me a kickback. Not a lot, but a little bit. But you can either download it as an Excel or you can put it on monday.com. Monday.com is pretty cool because it's a project management platform software. It's super cool. I use it all the time for my social media, for my team, tracking deals, doing tasks for everybody. It's actually pretty good. You can track construction. It's a project management platform. It's really cool. Monday, like the day, monday.com. So my due diligence checklist is there for free for you.
This has been The Naked Truth. Our mission is to give it to you raw. If you got value from this episode, you're invited to leave an honest written review and share this episode with a friend. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the next episode.